This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So listen, I know we've been talking a lot about inflation. Yesterday, we took y'all on a little inflation tour, if you will, visited three cities across the country. The monthly consumer price index comes out tomorrow, and spoiler alert, it will likely be high. So today, we're going to start off the program focusing on a part of this economy that, frankly, gets overlooked in our conversations about inflation. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher gets us going.
The CPI captures how much consumers in urban areas spend on goods and services. The key word there is urban. It misses some of the nuance of rural life, says Megan Lawson with Headwaters Economics.
Households in rural places spend their money differently than households in cities.
For example, gas. Lawson says rural residents spend more to fill their tanks and more often.
Because you just have farther to go to get to school, to get to the grocery store.
And other basics like food, furniture, and energy, even new and used cars, cost more in rural areas, says Aditya Bhave with Bank of America Research.
Those are precisely the categories in which we're seeing the most inflation.
And some costs just aren't included in an urban-centric inflation measure. Take hay. In some areas, it's more expensive because of water shortages.
The price of hay jumped 20%.
Janie Burns owns Meadowlark Farm in Idaho and spends much of her day tending lamb and sheep.
Feeding expensive hay to a bunch of hungry sheep.
Burns has to pass on that expensive hay cost to buyers at the local farmers market.
Absolutely. There was no question that I had to do it.
Now, the CPI does track meat costs, so those more expensive lamb burgers might be reflected in inflation rates. But as with many things with this measure, only if they're bought by an urban consumer. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.